Senators from the city of Berlin, Chairman Walker, U.S. Mission Head Guffler, members of the Benjamin Franklin Stiftung, meine Damen und Herren, und Mitarbeiter an der Kongresshalle. I wish I could speak in German, but I cannot. This is my first experience with the honorable and ancient custom of the Rickfest, and I wish to say now and forever that I'm for it 100%. In fact, it's such a stirring and wonderful custom, I'd like very much to import it to my own country. But after such celebrations as these, I am not sure that we at home could get our buildings complete after such a day. What impresses me most about a Rickfest is its intention to make us all pause for one moment during the rush and the roar of construction and take a few moments to consider the people who are molding this mountain of concrete, of wood and steel into a definite shape. It's too easy to forget that a spirit of cooperation, of interest and integrity are necessary to make a mass of lines on many pieces of paper come alive, to take a shape, and ultimately to form a building. This interest and integrity are especially necessary for a large and complicated structure such as this. And before I go any further, I want to say to all of the construction men on the Kongresshalle, I have never been so impressed with the results of any group of construction men as I have with your work here on this building. You have done a magnificent job, and I feel privileged to have the experience of working with German technicians such as yourselves. When I was honored to be the architect for the Congress Hall, I very naturally kept thinking, as we progress during the design stage in the United States, whether this or that could be done in Germany, and if certain techniques necessary for this particular building could be performed successfully in Berlin. Gentlemen, all I can say after seeing your magnificent performance is that they not only can be performed, but are performed brilliantly. Believe me, if anyone is learning anything, it's me, and permit me to be the first one to say so. No one person can say, I built this building. A building is the result of the effort of the sum total of the people connected with it. And that is why I think a Rickfest is such a wonderful custom. It makes us stop to remember that no matter if this effort is great or small, everyone must participate before we achieve the final result. Unfortunately for me, I have not had the opportunity of daily contact with you at the job, as have my associates, Mr. Dutman and Mr. Mokin. So to my regret, I do not know you all personally, but by the time this Rickfest is over, if what I understand about Rickfest is true, I hope that this situation can be remedied. I think architects and engineers and construction men are alike the world over. In fact, the more I am privileged to travel around, the more I realize that people are alike the world over. But for those of us who are engaged in the building profession, there is a certain pride of achievement in the tangible results that is sometimes lacking in other fields of endeavor. This I believe to be especially true about the Congress Hall. Here is a building dedicated to the free exchange of thought and knowledge with the expressed intention of inviting international discussions to encourage mutual understanding among nations and a plan for a better world to live in. I, for one, feel very grateful indeed to be involved in such an undertaking. Thank you.